No, Herr Schmidt. I will not
shoot you. God, did I blow up my shit?
Work that laps. Work that laps. Shove it up my ass.
Storm reaches wildly over the countryside, beyond that long rope.
All the boys would cross the
sea. Wings.
Spring
severe addicts, as shown by all the studies, were for the most part abused children. Then we realize that the war on drugs is actually waged against people that were abused from the moment they were born.
We have a spirit, not a ghost.
I think I have a ghost or 10. It took me to get here. I'm thirsty. It's Madge Weinstein, Yeast Radio. Even though it's not a radio, it's a podcast, despite puffery. Hold on, I gotta get my other microphone. Hold on. Said hold. The reason I'm doing this program is because I have some wonderful album art from James that is of a timely nature. And I needed to post it, and it's for a solo gram, so here's a solo program. I just got back from the movies. They have this thing on Mount Lesbian. I just found out about it because normally I go to yoga on Monday. Mount Lesbian is a hill. I've taken a lot of pictures there with Tritzquoidles. Mount Lesbian's a hill, not a ghost. Not a ghost. It's a hill, and they were playing movies at night. They had a big screen for a bunch of Queens. They played for free. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So I brought Trotsky, and it was David Serta's boyfriend, Chris's birthday. So we had a party with some wine, some cheese, some red velvet cake, yummy, yummy. And Sorry, my throat is still sore. I got sinus rain. I don't know why my sinus juice is so toxic. It must be the air in the Chicago. I think what's happening isn't that. Oh, who cares? Anyway, right. Yeah, so the thing of it is. So we went to the movie, and Trotsky vomited all over the picnic blanket. The nice, expensive quilt that somebody's grandmother made. And Trotsky hurled on it, all over it. A lot of vomit. A lot of vomit on the picnic blanket and that Pokemon. But I cleaned it, and I with the sweatshirt I was finna wear, I threw it out. And I apologized profusely. The movie was so good, and it was so odd because this girl I know named Crystal, who was in a movie that I DP'd 10 years ago, she was at the blanket right next to us, and I played with her lips a little, and that was nice. Lip play. I forgot how fucking funny that goddamn movie is. Now, since I have of limited means as far as my throatist goes, I thought I would lapse. I can't call anyone, because that would defeat the purpose of the whole album art business. Let me get this microphone running on. Oh, Big Brother's a mess, but I have a feeling we'll talk about it on Eat This Hot Show. Which will be on Wednesday because Wanda's getting famous being on the real radio. So, that's just how it goes when you're a lesbian without food allergies. Oh, no, yeah. Hold on, I'm switching to this other microphone too still. So I'm trying to make my reservations for Europe You know, I really have to do this for free. It's not even low budget. I have to do this for free. So I'm working on places where I can, and I know places in Amsterdam where I can stay. And I know places in Berlin to stay, place in Berlin to stay with Seven. What I don't know is, I mean, that's fine, but I don't know since I have like a couple of days before I'm going to book the trip, and I think, you know, I've talked about this before. I've never been to England, and I'm kind of afraid of it because it sounds so expensive and horrible. So I don't know. But all the planes stop there because I have to fly American because of the goddamn miles. So, and, you know, global warming all that. Hello? Switching the mice. Hello? Clitoris? Why is there static? Oh, it's a lovely mic pack. Madge, please do not... I wish Reagan would steal me one of those mic packs. Oh, my God. I would love him for that. And, oh, my God, Reagan. Ugh. You know, I wish sometimes I could send messages. So we had this fight. I guess I am going to talk about it, but maybe not. But, you know, this fight with this Rachel. And he called her a parrot. You know, and, yeah, we'll talk about it underneath this hot show. I don't see any reason to go into it. It's very enjoyable. Thing, but you know, I decided that reality television is disgusting, and it is emotional pornography. Emotion pornography, not emotional pornography. That makes it sound like it's porn, like with penis vagina that makes you emote. No, it's emotion porn. It is pornography of the emotions. Okay, that's what I'm trying to finish say. Offended. That's what I've ended say, okay? That's what I'm trying to say, is that it's emotional pornography. It just fucks with people. They just throw these people in there, these disposable people, just like in porn. And I know a thing or two about this because I'm in the business. Just like in porn, you take these actors and you just throw away their sexuality. You make them expose it in front of the whole fucking world and say, you are trashed. You are an emotional... You're going down the dumpster at the garbage disposal here, and you know, you're gonna just show your fucking beaver on the goddamn in front of the whole country, and you know, and you're gonna be just ripped to shreds. Your sexuality is just gonna be mutilated in the same way. Why am I talking to this fucking wrong mic? In the same way, you know, by going in a reality TV. You become an emotional disaster. Your emotions get ripped to smithereens for the sake of television, for the sake of CBS's ratings. And I'm not speaking... Oh! Almost ripped me thing. I'm not speaking of just Big Brother. I'm talking about... I guess I am, because I've never seen any other reality shows. Ugh. I think we might have to gargle a little. I got some accolades for the gargling last time. I think the headphone might even reach to the gargle center. Gargle plots. So before I book the trip, because this show is going to go out before the show I did Friday, which will go out Friday, which I talk about this as well. But since this show is going to go out tonight after I record it, let me just say... If anybody in the Europe is inviting me to stay, and I don't mean just in a pussy way. I don't need, you know, if you don't want me to stay at your house, you don't even need to make an excuse. I totally get it. I probably wouldn't want you in my house either. So, but if for some reason you're an idiot and you want a lesbian in your house who really makes a lot of duty, let me know. And I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking it would be fun to be, you know, I can only travel in Europe on no money. So I can only stay places that are free. And I have American Airlines lines ticket. Since I'm using miles, it's kind of more flexible than most. So as it stands now, I'm going to fly into Amsterdam and out of Berlin, which is what they call an open jaw, kind of like Andy Bieber. Kind of like me. That's lockjaw. Slackjaw. Is that an Aphex Twin song or something? I don't know. Didgeridoo Day or something. I don't know. But, oh, God damn it. There's the phone. Hold on. I'll be back. Black. I'll be black. All right, I'm black. Hello? So, hello? Gotta check it. Oh, where was I? So I was on the phone for a while. I was gonna gargle with salt water, I think. Oh, God. That's right. Okay, gargle. Godzilla, I mean. So emotional porn. So I want to talk about fat people for a change. Obese people, can they not get up if they lie down? That's the question. Because at this movie, most people, fortunately, because I was afraid everybody would be on those fucking Walmart folding chairs that lesbians always have, even though I'm a lesbian too. Right, so, but the only people that had those fucking chairs were obese people. So what I want to know from you, general audience, is what's with the obese people in the chairs? Can they not lay down on the ground? Mm-hmm. Is it they can't get up? Did I tell you Trotsky vomited on somebody else's picnic blanket? That was not cool, but better there than ugh, it sucked. Sticking my hand in a bunch of dog vomit. You okay, Trotsky? It's a busy day for him. All right, all that vomiting, it's a lot of work. All right, hold on. So anyway, I think I was talking about me tripo to Europe. Jack Tripper. My volume's low. It's just difficult to talk today, just physically, as usual. Where's the silt from my vagina? So, okay. Hello? Oh, yeah. So, right. Mm-hmm. So, right, okay. All right, okay. So I wanted to talk about this. So if you happen to live in a place that I might want to visit, in fact, I don't even know. I mean, who says I even have to go to Europe? But does anybody live in, like, the South America that would be nice to visit? Or not Australia, that's too far, the miles, plus they don't allow porn. Oh, boy, almost choked on my own vomit. Ugh. Goatsy Lachem. It's the prayer over the goatsy. Yeah, so what's with the obese people in the chairs? I remember we used to go to Sanibel Island a while ago, my family and me. We went to this one place, some fucked up resort. And all the people would go down first thing in the morning and put their goddamn towels on the beach chairs. And then they'd go back and go to bed. So that way they'd have a chair when they came out in the afternoon. And then the lady who ran the place said, no, 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 you can't do that. A body reserves a chaise. A body reserves a chaise. So I guess she meant chaise lounge, but did she mean chair? It just seemed weird. I mean, I don't find that people usually refer to chaise lounge, to a long, you know, those long beach, you know, the long strappy things. I mean, I don't think most people refer to them as chaise. I think she had a fucked up accent. A body reserves a chaise. Remember that. I think I'll name the grum that. A body reserves a chaise. Let's see. It's catchy. Text editor. Oh, I forward it. A body reserves a chiz. So is anybody in some place like in South America? It's actually, I think, less miles in South America. Yeah. Not Colombia. I have relatives there I can stay with. I don't really like it there. Like, it was so dangerous. My relatives wouldn't let me go anywhere because there's like, you'll die and get kidnapped. And I just really don't feel like that. Right. What else? Penis and vagina. Girdle. I'm out of olive oil, so I have to saute my chicken breast and butter like Jules, your child's. Too bad Mrs. Locum doesn't live in France anymore. Paris. But it's such an expensive city just to visit. Even. Oh, I could call. You know what? I forgot about my friend who lives in Munich. Yeah, I forgot to tell him I'm going to be in Germany. He's the only person that ever visited me from America, besides my mother, when I visited when I lived in Eindhoven. Yeah, Munich. I don't think I've ever been to Munich. It smells like pussy in my bathroom. Wonder why. Could it be my vagina? Could it be my minge pox. She's our gal. If she can't do it, girdle. Right. All right. So, body reserves a chiz, chicken breast. Finna make. I need to make rice. I guess, but rice takes a damn long. Noodles? I guess noodles it'll be. Yeah, it'll be noodles. Rice, noodles, and some vegetables. Vaginables. Oh, that'll be fine. Oh, I have a burger. No, but I have defrosted chicken breast, so I'll eat that. Poverty is fun, ladies. Poverty, first world poverty, is not being able to order out. It's fucking pathetic. Are you all right, baby? You just tired? Hi, sweetie. Let's fill up your water. It's a little low, honey. He's real tired. Watched a movie with me, and I couldn't really put him under in my sweatshirt because he threw up on it. I'd throw it away. Girdle Dumplin'. Hi, Girdle Dumplin'. How are you? That's what they say in Indiana. How are you? Not how are you. How are you? Like, if I were European and was visiting America, I would go to all the fucked up places. I would go to Indiana. I would go to, where would I go? What other place is fucked up? It may be Detroit. Definitely somewhere in Pennsylvania. Like Pittsburgh is too severe. Maybe Philadelphia. That's douchey enough. What else? I haven't really been Northeast. Suppose I should consider traveling in the United States. No, I can't. I just need to leave the country. That's just how it is. So I'm thinking Benelux, Germany, that area. Oh, I do have friends in Poland that listen to the show. That would be interesting, especially since I'm doing something there. Maybe I'll consider that. But I remember the last time I was in Berlin looking at going to Poland, but it's just such a gigantic trip, and it didn't seem to be, at the time, very cheap. Because Poland is just huge. It's a huge country. So are the penises of the men's there, from what I've heard. I was going to say, from what I recall, but I don't recall.
It's not what I've heard. It's what I've heard. Not what I saw. I do recall. All right, let's boil some water, barrel some murder. Barrel. Milton Berle was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I forgot about that. Milton Berle. It is a funny movie. If you haven't seen it, youngins, see the movie. Very good movie. Very good movie. A lot of good lines and fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Never finna grow up. Vintered. Remember? Vintered. Okay, that's enough water. Wooter. Judy Wooter. Yeah. True Blood was so good. Love that grum. Now, I'm not going to spoil it because I read some of the books. But I read like 6 books or 5.5. So I don't want to, like, if I just start discussing it, it could be kind of a spoiler. So I'm not going to. Wait, it's my show. I can do it if I want. All right. Might be a spoiler. I don't know. But you've been warned. It's not really a spoiler. Spoiler. So if you watch True Blood, if you don't, you should because it's a fucking amazing show. And then I watch fucking, it comes on right after Big Brother. It's like the worst show in the world followed by one of the best on TV right now. Or the best, I think. Superlatives. But, I mean, saying it's the best is so stupid. I mean, it's best for, in my opinion, you know, it's different. Girdle. Right, girdle. I said girdle. Yeah. So, yeah. Where's my cutting board, dude? All right, Trotsky is so tired. Cutting board, where are you? Must be in this drawer, because it's the only possible... No? Oh, there it is. Exactly where I should... Where I always put it, which is weird. I think my grum is distracting me from holding. It's a grum holder without the holder. Makes sense. So Chris is moving to New York, which I'm glad for him. I'm happy for anybody that moves, does something they want to do, you know. In Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the gal moves to France, the waitress. It's her life's dream. So, a True Blood. So, the issue now in the show is one of them is, what is Suki? What is it? In the books, you know, when we're introduced to this lady named Claudine, in the sort of near-death experience slash dream slash we don't really know where she is when she sees this Claudine lady that's sort of like in this Garden of Eden with some special water and the glowing. Okay, but now I'm only midway into the 6th book. I think it's the 6th book. So it could obviously change, but for right now, so far Claudine was introduced to the story as a fairy, and in real life, not in, she's not in any sort of dream life. She's as real as the rest of the characters in the book, as the show, as the vampires or anything else. She's just another, supernatural creature, and she's a fairy, and they say it, and she has funny ears, and you haven't really seen Claudine's ears, and I imagine we will, but they are pointy. I haven't gotten far enough, but in books, as far as I've read, they haven't said what Suki is either, other than a telepath. But they haven't really been implying that she's the same thing as what Claudine is. And Claudine has a twin brother named Claude. And both of them in the book are the most gorgeous people you've ever seen. So, very interesting storyline. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen. Orangutan. You don't even want to know what it took me to get here. Okay. Well, I'm cooking the breast and the butter on a low temperature because I don't want to burn the butter. Thinking about going to Munich now. Forgot I had a friend there. Yeah, that makes sense, you know? Munich. I gotta look at the damn map. Maybe it's near Frankfurt or something. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ran into a friend I haven't seen in 3,000 years. Did I mention that? Who happens to be good friends with Seven, who I'll see in Berlin if I go. I have to say that because I'm still not sure. I have so much gross stuff in my mucus canals. It is disgusting. I do the neti pot twice a day, and it's gross. Yes, I'll go to the doctor. I'll just pay the $100 I owe them because I called to make an appointment, but they said that the system, computer says no. Literally, they said that computer says no because I owe money. Only $100. I only owe them a fucking $100. Computer says no. Computer says no. Fucking cunts. And I have insurance. Computer says no. Computer says no. Computer says no. This looks disgusting. I have to become a vegetarian. I feel like I'm eating myself. Ugh. Maybe it's just gross. I don't know. Gross chicken. Chicken. My levels are so low. I'm sorry, audience. It's just hard to talk. I'll kick him up. I'll boost him, as the kids say. Boost him. I'll boost him. All right. I think I need to stir fry these vegetables after I thaw them. I just, you know, I know you're not supposed to really do that, but they're just so boring, these vegetables. Medley from the Jewel. Black Jewel vegetables trio. Sauteed in butter should be good. Yeah, I don't think cooking is really that difficult. It's just a matter of being conscious, you know? You got to be conscious of what you're doing, you know? Like, actually conscious or something. I think a lot of people aren't conscious in life, which is kind of weird. But how would I know if I'm not them? I mean, they're obviously conscious. That's like a different level, maybe. You know, the bottom line is I'm just better than you, I guess. Oh, I need to stop talking. It really is just ridiculous. I'm gonna help. Bye.
chose que je fus ravie, dont je partageais le destin. Je donnerais toute ma vie pour pouvoir vous serrer la main, pour pouvoir vous serrer la main.
Too much rich food. I just can't. It's just, it just lays there like a iron ball.